Good morning again, St. Bruno. How are you today? Good. Today's gospel was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I enjoy how Peter stepped up. He came forward and as he was inspired by the Heavenly Father to say who Christ was. But I believe to fully understand this story, we need to go back a couple of chapters in the book of Matthew. This was taken from the chapter 16 in Matthew. But if you look at chapter 15 and 14, Jesus is really doing a lot of work. He was doing major miracles in front of the disciples and these people. He fed 5,000. He walked on water. He healed numerous people. Last week's gospel of the Canaanite woman, he healed her at that time. And then he came to another side of the Sea of Galilee and fed 4,000 more people. So people were seeing what he was doing. He was doing miracle after miracle. And then he gathers his disciples and says, let's go on a walk. And they walked 16 miles from the Sea of Galilee to Caesarea Philippi. And there in Caesarea Philippi, there is a major cave coming out of a big rock mountain. And out of this, there's all these pagan gods in the rock of this cave, on the face of the cave. And in there, there's gods of fertility all over the place. And there's shrines and there's different gods that people are worshiping. And since most of these are gods of fertility, as people worship, they participate in worshiping and acts of fertility. This wasn't a really good place. It was sort of like Las Vegas, but worse. So why would Jesus take his disciples to this place? I believe that Jesus took his disciples to this place so they could see everything that was going on around them. They could see what people were doing and what they were worshiping. And then after all that, he asked them these questions. Who do you say the Son of Man is? Who are people saying the Son of Man is? And they say, oh, that's easy. I heard that people say Elijah, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. They're doing an easy question. It's just a question and answer. They're just reporting what they've heard. It's like a nice little softball pitch. Any little leaguer can hit it. But then Jesus throws them a Kershaw inside fastball. And the disciples can't hit it. He asks them, who do you say that I am? And then Simon Peter steps up and he hits it. He hits the ball. He doesn't back away. He doesn't step back because he doesn't know what to do. He stays in there and hits the pitch. I can imagine the other disciples. They're kind of like, well, what do I say? I'm not sure what he means. But Peter knew exactly what he meant because he was inspired by the Heavenly Father. And he says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter got it. And Jesus recognized it. And he said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Heavenly Father. Now, brothers and sisters, this question is for us too. If Jesus walked into this church today and stood up here and asked us that question, what would we say? If we answer, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then we are like Peter. We got it. We understand it. But then, like Peter, we recognize that he is God. He is the Son of God, and we need to follow him completely. Now, some people say, well, Jesus was another good teacher. He was a nice little guru. You know, I believe some of the stuff he says, but not all of the stuff. It kind of comes and goes. And that's like Jesus, a little statue that you put up on the shelf and you take him off and put him down, and whenever you want to see him, you see him. Or like some people, they put a rosary on their rearview mirror. You've seen those, right? But they never pray the rosary. What do we believe? If we say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then we need to be like Peter and follow him completely. Peter recognized his true identity, and he was ready to follow him from then on. And he said to him, I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld, or hell, will not prevail against it. Jesus tells Simon that he is a rock of faith, and on this rock of faith, of 100% faith, belief in him, and he's ready to follow him completely, that he will build his church on him. It's like when we get married, right? We get married, we fall in love with someone. And when we fall in love with that person, we leave everybody else behind. It's an all or nothing deal. It's not 50%, 80% in. It's 100% in. If it's only 50%, then that's a failed relationship and eventually a failed marriage. But when you're 100% in, then it's an all or nothing deal. And when you follow Christ completely and you accept him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, it's an all or nothing deal, and we need to follow him completely, 100%. Jesus wants to build his church with true followers, 100% followers. And we all need to recognize him as Son of the living God. And with true followers like this in his church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen? Amen. So brothers and sisters, you are that church. And Jesus is not going to stand here and ask you that question. But when you walk up these aisles for communion, the true presence of Jesus, his body and blood, is here for you. And he may ask you, and I think you should think about this when you're walking up, about Jesus asking you that question. Who do you say that I am? And what do you answer? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.